Blog Talk Radio.
Judkins of Holy Ghost Fire Church, along with Pastor Charlie Sims of Holy Ghost Fire Church. Brother Charlie, how are we doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Charlie is ready. I am ready. Charlie thinks he's a big man on campus now. He's got his new pickup truck that he's flying around with and everything. God bless him with a nice truck. And we are ready to talk. We've cut the show down to 30 minutes. We're going to try it at 30 instead of 60 to see if the drop-off rate isn't as bad. I guess the problem with me, Brother Charlie, is that when I speak a lot, people start to fall asleep and everything. So we'll try to cut that down some. Would you like to open us in prayer, Brother?
Lord, we're grateful and thankful for the opportunity to come. Lord, to those that are listening, Lord, we ask that you touch our hearts, that you minister substance and life to them, and we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, before we start, the call-in number here is 646-787-8364. Again, it's 646-787-8364. We'd love to have you call in. We've cut the show in half, so if you do call in, we'll keep the calls limited. Unless it's like a prayerful need or something like that, but we'll keep it short and we'll get to the point. Charlie, today we're going to continue on with men and women or the heroes of the Bible, I guess would be a good one. And this week was my week, so I figured we'd talk about Jesus the Christ.
Okay.
Jesus the Christ. Now, the Christ, the Greek translation for Christ, is the anointed one. Charlie, did you know the Hebrew word for Messiah is also means the anointed one?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I knew you knew that, by the way, just for the record. So, we're going to talk about today, who is Jesus Christ? Now, I know a lot of people are going to sit down and say, oh, well, you know, everybody knows Jesus. We're going to get into it a little bit deeper and hopefully open a few eyes here. So we're going to start today with, who is Jesus Christ? Let's start with Matthew chapter 16 and read verses 13 through 16. Would you like to do that, my brother?
Matthew
16, verses 13 through 16.
Matthew 16, 13 through 16. Here we go. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But he saith him, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen to that. So Peter, I think, was showing a little revelation. What do you think, Charlie?
Yes, he was. Later on, Jesus says that flesh and blood have not revealed that to him.
That's right. That is right. So Peter's revelation, who is Jesus? He's the Christ or the anointed one. What was he anointed for, Charlie?
Christ was anointed to preach the message of the gospel to all of us.
Amen. Amen. So he was anointed. Now with
yes,
that, let's turn over to John chapter 10 and read verse 30. And once again, we're going to be doing a lot of scripture reading.
John 10:30. I and my Father are one.
That's interesting right there. What I'm going to try to do here is paint a picture about who Jesus the Christ is. And Charlie, have you ever done anything like you? Have you ever like read the Word like many, many, many times? And you just take things, I don't want to say for granted, but you just think that you've got it, you know, in place in your mind or in your heart. But when you start to read it again for the umpteenth time, it's like a light bulb goes off in your spirit.
Yes, I've done that so many times over the years. it's an incredible thing. You read it, and then you read it again, and then you read the same scriptures over and over and over again. And then one day you'll be reading it, and all of a sudden it's like this revelation comes on it, and you begin to understand what those scriptures are telling you, even though you've read them numerous times.
Well, that's what's happened with me when I read Jesus the Christ, and I'm going to stop right there. But the Father and Jesus are one. That word "one" means used to refer to a single person or thing. That's kind of interesting. We're painting a picture here. With that, let's turn over to John chapter 8 and read verse 58.
John 8:58.
Yes, sir.
Okay. John 8:58 is, now Moses in the law, I did the wrong one. John 8:58, here we go. Jesus said unto, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am."
So we know that Jesus here is the I am. We've all heard that many times, haven't we, brother?
Yes, we have.
So now with that, let's turn over to, now remember this now, people listening, remember, Jesus said that that he is the I am. Let's turn over to Exodus chapter 3 and read verse 14.
Exodus 3:14, and God said to Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am hath sent me unto you."
Charlie, what's it saying right here?
Well, he says, "I am." That's the Tetragrammaton.
Say that again.
That's the Tetragrammaton.
Explain that for us, if you would, please.
That's the word YHVH. It's not pronounceable.
Huh.
That's where we get our word. That's where we get the word Yahweh. And that's where we get the word Jehovah from, depending upon which way you do it.
So who was talking to Moses at the burning bush? And not to sidetrack anything, but isn't it amazing that the Holy Ghost comes upon as tongues of fire? And when Moses was at the bush was on fire, but it wasn't on fire, like tongues of fire on the bush. But in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, here, God's talking to Moses, and he's saying, "Tell the people that I am." But we go back to John 8:58, and Jesus is saying, "I am." Can there be two I ams?
No.
When I started to read this, Charlie, it dawned on me that Jesus was saying, "I am." God was saying, "I am." And to me, with my little hillbilly brain that I have here and everything, it dawned on me that Jesus the I am and God the I am are the same person.
Yes.
Or the same.
Yeah, they're the same.
So in a sense, my little brain was saying Jesus is God and God is Jesus.
Yes.
Huh. How many messages will we... we get on that one later on.
I'll be a bunch of, this is the thing that creates the issue there. When people talk about the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will never speak of himself. He will speak of Christ.
Amen.
God the Father was the creator of all things, but Christ and the Holy Spirit were there with the Father when all things were created.
That's right.
So they were all three in unity together, and they were all the same. And some people have taken this this concept, what we were speaking about earlier, taken this concept that of the Jesus only. In other words, they leave out God the Father, they leave out the Holy Spirit, and they say it's Jesus only because Jesus is everything. Jesus is equal to the Father, who is equal to the Holy Ghost. So they're all equal.
Amen. 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 Now, it's really going to start getting interesting now. Let's go to John chapter 1 and read verse 1.
John 1, 1. John 1, 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
What is the Word that's being talked about here?
The Word, of course, is Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Isn't it amazing that in the beginning the Word already existed? I'm looking at the New Living Translation, and it says the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we know that Jesus and the Word are God. Is that not what it says right there?
Well, if we go just a little bit further, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, not anything was made that was made.
And then it says the Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, amen. So Jesus existed in the beginning because God existed in the beginning. The Word is God, and the Word is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll go on some more. I know people are going to start scratching their heads now. Let's go to John 1:14.
"And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth."
Amen. So the Word became human, was made his home among us. So right here, the Word we just read in chapter 1, verse 1, is God. And then the Word became human flesh. So if the Word, who was God, what did God become? Who did he become?
He became flesh.
Right. Jesus, correct?
Yes.
And no, we're not that denomination that preaches, like Charlie said, Jesus only. That's not what we're saying. But what we're saying is you got the creator of the universe, God, and he's right. You've got the Trinity. You've got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost are all of God. What's the word I want to use here? They're all a... I can't even think of a word, Charlie, that I can place there.
Well, they're all unified into one.
There you go.
The Trinity is one of the most difficult things to understand, and it's biblical, because we find where there's speaking of God the Father, we find where it's speaking of God the Son, and we find a place where it's speaking of God the Holy Spirit. But it's incredibly difficult to explain. Many tried to explain it for eons, and it's just unexplainable.
I guess the closest thing that I can do it on is I'll use you as an example, Charlie. You are Charlie Sims. So you have Charlie Sims, the spirit that resides in your body. You have the body or the house, which is Charlie Sims. And then you have your mind, which is your mind or your soul, which is your mind, will, and your emotions, which is Charlie Sims. So technically you could say there's a trinity of Charlie Sims. Is that not correct?
That's right. And the scriptures teach us that we have a spirit, that we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body.
There you go. So in retrospect, we're made in the image of God. So you can kind of think of it, I think, along those types. But of course, God is so much more. But that gives you an idea of how the three could actually be one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's for free for all you people out there. All right, now let's go over to John chapter 20. You were going to say something?
Yeah, what I want to say was some have used the thing about ice, water, and steam are the same thing.
There you go. That's a good one. I haven't even I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah.
But that is good.
You know, but water, you can freeze it, it becomes ice. But when you melt it, it becomes steam. So, you know, it's the same substance, but it's in three different forms. It's in liquid, solid, and a gas.
That's good. Hey, how about if we have you read John chapter 20, verses 27 and 28, just to give the people a little bit more of a picture here.
27 and 28?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then saith he to Thomas, reach thither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach thither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered unto him and said, my Lord and my God.
So here you've got Thomas. You have Thomas saying, my Lord and my God. Did Jesus correct him in the verse afterwards saying, don't call me God?
No, he didn't say that.
So here in Scripture, Jesus is called Lord and Jesus is called God. And he did not correct Thomas.
No, he did not.
So in retrospect, Jesus is indeed Lord and Jesus is indeed God.
That's right.
All right, now, so Thomas calls Jesus his Lord and his God. And then again, Jesus never corrects Thomas. Let's go over to Titus chapter 2, verse 13.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Since Paul here is describing him as our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again,
yes.
He's put them both together, has he not?
Yes, he has.
So if we were to go according to what we're reading here in Scripture, Jesus and God the Father are both one. They're both one.
Yeah, they are.
But we're getting like a better understanding. If we go to 2 Peter 1:1, we can also read where it says this.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that obtain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
So again, God and Jesus Christ are put together as one.
Yes, they are.
So now people at home, I know, are sitting there saying, well, what in the world, you know, we know this or we know that. Why are you even talking about Jesus the Christ and God and Jesus being one? Because it gives you an entirely different mindset. And this is a good mindset for Christ. And we'll go on. Let's go to 1 John and read chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
So here, right, I'm going to read it in my translation. It says, my dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but for the sins of the world. So here we go. We got God and Jesus. And God right here, by stepping out into the body of Jesus, Charlie, God pays a penalty for yours and my sin. He paid the price for you and I. God Almighty himself paid the price for something that you and I are responsible for what happened with our ancestry back in the Garden of Eden.
That's exactly right. And if you go back to the Garden of Eden, you find that God himself killed an animal and clothed them with coats of skin. He was showing them that in order for sin to be covered, there had to be a blood sacrifice. He was showing them way back then. And it brings to mind a scripture. I didn't see it on the list, but Christ, Jesus, was slain before the foundation of the world. He was with God the Father, and they'd already made preparation.
I mean, it's amazing. And we're going back. Here you, I just can't, this is the thing that just became so real to me. is that you have the creator of the universe, of everything. He breathed life into us. He made everything that we see, everything we feel, we touch, we smell, we hear. He did it all. And then here's the creator of the universe, because of the sin that happened in the Garden of Eden, he steps out of his deity, his status of God, and he steps into a fleshly body. Charlie, he goes and takes all the sins of the world, every sickness, every disease. He goes to hell. I mean, he takes our place, and he provides a way so that he becomes Jesus, and he pays the price for all of mankind.
That's exactly right.
He did nothing wrong. We failed him, and then he takes and steps out of his deity, comes down here like us, and then pays the price so that you and I can accept him and become saved.
That's exactly right.
That's mind-boggling. That is mind-boggling to me.
It is mind-boggling, but that's the core message of the gospel, that Christ died for us. He took our place. God came down and took on the form of human flesh. And Jesus Christ died for our sin, shed his blood that we might be redeemed. That's the core message of the gospel.
Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes we get mad and we say and do things. I don't know about you, but I've got mad and said things I should have never said. I know all those people listening. Oh, my goodness. Dean gets mad and said something he shouldn't have said. Not as much as I used to, but it does happen. Charlie, I'm sure you've done that once or twice in your lifetime. But these people will go around and sit down, and you hear them say something like, well, how can that be? How can a loving God make this happen or allow that to happen or do this or do that? You always hear, like, when a catastrophe happens, or maybe a death, or somebody didn't get their healing, or maybe they lost, like, a possession or something like that, and they'll get mad and say, well, how can a loving God do something like that? But they don't sit down there and realize that, you know, you get the creator of everything stepped out into a body and paid the price that only he could pay and fulfill and get us back into righteousness or right standing with him. So he did everything for us.
That's exactly right.
And then we turn around and point a finger at him and say, how can he do this? Well, I got news for you. He didn't. He's paved the way for us. He's cut that path for us to walk on. He's done it all. Only God can pay this price.
That's exactly right. He's the only one that can pay the price. But oftentimes when people get angry at God and say, how can God allow such this kind of thing to happen? Well, oftentimes the Lord has prompted those people, has put them in a position where they could receive the help they needed, has given them opportunity after opportunity, and they continue to choose to fight with him. It was like the guy that was a drug addict, and the Lord made a way that he could get out of that culture and get away from it, and he began to pull away from it. But one day in weakness, he went back over there, and he got a plastic bag, and he filled it full of glue and was sniffing that glue in a weak moment, and he died, and people were cursing God and saying, well, how can a loving God do that and let him die in that condition? He chose to do that. The Lord had provided a way for him to get out, and he did not choose the avenue to get out.
Man, oh man. Romans 5:8 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. These are scriptures that you can look up for yourself, but this shows how much God absolutely loves us. Charlie, does he have a select few that he loves, or does he love everybody?
He loves everybody equally. He died for all. John 3:16, of course, tells us that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son. That whosoever
Charlie, we got to call
should not perish.
We got 5 minutes left, but we got to call it. Let's welcome him on here.
Okay.
Hello and praise the Lord. Thank you for calling in. Hello. Hello, can you hear us? Hello. Well, unfortunately, Charlie, they didn't answer. If you're out there, we got about 5 minutes left. Please call back. I didn't hear anybody speak. Did you, Charlie?
I didn't hear anybody speak, no. I just heard some noise in the background, like a bad connection on a cell phone. That was all.
Yeah. Yeah, so you give us a jingle again. Again, our number is 646-787-8364. We'd love to call you. We got about 4.5 minutes. They've called back. Charlie, let's try it again.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to Holy Ghost Fire Radio. Hello. Hello, can you hear us? Well, unfortunately, Brother Charlie, it must be a bad connection or something like that. They're not able to get
be.
Through.
You're not able
All
to
right.
get through to someone.
All right, let's end with John chapter 14, verse 6.
John 14, 6. John 14, 6 says, Jesus saith to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen. So would you say now that what we've learned briefly here, that when you go to Jesus, you're actually kind of going to the Father. So they're going to try. We got 3.5 minutes. They're going to try. We'll try one more time, caller. Hello and praise the Lord. This is Pastor Dean.
God bless you, Pastor Dean. And this prophetess,
hey.
Joanne Styles. I was just coming to quickly listen to your show before I retire for the evening. God bless you all tonight.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Palm Springs, California.
Wow. We're
wow.
on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast. Well, we welcome
Amen.
You over here
the East
to
meets
the East Coast.
The West. Yeah.
We got about three minutes, sister. Is there anything that you would like to say or share?
Not at this time. Just stay steadfast and unremovable in this season.
Amen. Amen. Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling in. And we hope maybe later on a later show, you can call in and share something with us.
That'd be awesome. God bless you on tonight.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Charlie, that was a first call in for quite some time. We appreciate those of you who are listening.
Yes.
And sometimes, brother, it's nice just to have somebody call up and say, God bless you.
That is nice. And from California, wow.
California, East meets the West.
That's right.
So, all right, we got about just a little over 2 minutes. Charlie, you got anything briefly you want to add or say? Or?
Well, we covered the subject matter just briefly. That's a subject that can take a good bit of detailed study, but we covered it briefly, and I trust it will help people to think and to realize just who Jesus is, because God himself came down, took the form of man, that he might redeem mankind unto himself. And that's what
Amen.
It's all about. That's what it's all about.
Amen. Hey, for those of you who follow our show or on Facebook or our webpage, I just got the new Gospel of John. You don't even know about this yet, Charlie, but I just got the new Living Water Gospel of John's. They came in. We get those out for free. So message us. If you or somebody you know just became born again, we give those out. We'll ship them out to you for free. We have prayer cloths that we ship out for free. We've been hearing quite a bit on the prayer cloth. For those of you listening, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, Brother Charlie will not be doing the Bible study. I will be. So just bear with me. I'm not the knowledgeable, historic person that Pastor Charlie is. But I'll do the best I can, Charlie, to kind of hold your shoes in that department, and we'll see what happens.
Be all right.
So, yeah, we'll do okay. So, well, Charlie, I guess that's it. We'll look at the numbers this week and see how 30 minutes went. We can play with the times and see what happens.
All right.
All right. Well, we thank you, everybody. We love you. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless.
Amen.